Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. Let the madness begin. I know we're all fired up. March Madness underway. 15 minutes from now, you'll get the first game, and it's your Michigan State versus Mississippi State to begin things. A little 8-9 matchup.
That's a matchup of whenever you go to the state school, that means you weren't smart enough to get into the University of America.
Well, two state schools, yes, but a good 8-9 matchup there. A little bit later on this hour, you also get BYU and Duquesne.
I don't like the BYU stuff, man.
Why don't you like BYU?
Because them dudes be on missions. They be like 30 years old, man. That's like going against the Admiral after he went and serviced in like the Air Force. You know what I'm saying? That's not fair, man. That grown man versus kids, eh?
Okay. Well, they're a 6-seed BYU. And then you have Creighton. There's your Big East team. 3-seed.
Hold on. Creighton's in the Big East? Creighton used to be, Missouri Valley, baby. What happened? When that happened, son?
Well, the Big East needed teams when there was a big mass exodus, so Creighton was part of it. Creighton's been a very good team.
Creighton used to be the truth. Kyle Korver, man, used to go against our guy, Kent Scornia. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good program. They take on
the Mayo matchup.
LeBron's hometown, Akron. Funny thing is, LeBron talks so much about Akron, the Zips and everything. He would have never gone there.
He never pulled up.
There's no chance he would have played for Akron, right?
But he never even pulled up to see a game. You know what I'm saying?
But it's just
he got
funny.
That big, like, he still had that massive house in Akron that he built, right?
Yeah.
No, he ain't pulled up to no Akron game. We ain't never seen him pull up.
But it's funny, like, that he talks so much about the school and the program and he's supportive of it. It's like, you wouldn't have gone there, right? Like, you want to really impress me?
Never.
Do your one and done at Akron, right?
Never.
Right? Instead of Duke or something like that. Anyways, so just messing with him.
Is that the big news?
I'm just trying to give you some of the schedule during our show, so everybody knows.
The table of contents.
Arizona is a 2-seed, and they'll take on Long Beach State, the LBC. Long Beach State, that'll be a good one. That's a 2 versus 15 game. Everybody's got their eyes on that one. That's 2 o'clock power hour. And then right before we're sending it off to the K-Show today, the locals, Wagner – versus the top seed, because remember, Wagner had to play their way in, and they will take on North Carolina. Big CBS. That's good for Wagner. They get to play on CBS, the big channel. Like, they're not on True TV. Good for the school, right? Good for Staten Island. So we'll get a little UNC Wagner. That's pretty good. So that's 245 right
Wagner.
Before the K show.
Is that from Austria? Like Bogna?
Yes, it is from Austria. Yeah, okay. I believe that it's the Staten Island campus of the Austrian University.
Well, you know, we had a campus in Japan, SIU.
Who did? Really?
SIU. So look,
Southern Illinois
has a SIU campus. Yeah, we used to have exchange program. We used to have like Japanese people all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, man. Interesting
connection there.
Yeah, and
you
minored in
Japanese.
Yeah, and I never could go over there. So then they made me quit. The football people made me quit after a year. International business with a minor in Japanese.
They wouldn't let you
I couldn't go to the language labs during the I couldn't go to the language labs because they were doing practice.
Of course.
But I started taking Japanese in high school.
You told me about this, I think, once before.
Yeah, man. So Wagner is Wagner is probably – they probably got a campus in Austria.
Maybe they do. Yeah.
With a statue of Arnold Schwarzenegger in the front.
Maybe Germany or something like that, right?
Yeah. No, this is exciting, though. I love the upsets. I love the upsets.
But you always want it. You know, by the way, and this is also –
I hope North Carolina goes down first because, you know, your boy didn't come on our show.
I don't do that. but this is also the week of how many vasectomies were done in the last couple of days. Like how many, like yesterday – how many vasectomies were done yesterday? Because this is the perfect time. You got basically just sit on ice for a day or two. Mm-hmm. And they always say it's the best time to do it because, like, you have 12 hours of college basketball that you can just sit and watch and have the excuse to do it. So this is like a big vasectomy holiday, apparently. Mm. Although, as you know, I bailed out of mine.
Yeah, you
never got
out.
Chicken out. No. My wife called it off. She said, no, don't do it. I told you that story.
Yeah, why don't you just freeze some eggs?
She said, don't do it.
Just freeze some eggs.
So I said, all right, I won't do it.
Why don't you just spice some eggs up?
No, I'm good. I'm all set. Four's enough. Trust me. Very, very busy time. Very busy time. But speaking of busy times, like headline-wise, there's plenty to get to. There's interesting Knicks injury news with Mitchell Robinson that we heard yesterday, which, you know, again, that's sneaky, interesting news, but I'm keeping an eye on it because, you know, while just so everybody knows, Mitchell Robinson did practice full contact yesterday.
What?
With
before
the team.
Julius? Hold up, before Julius?
Yes.
Come on, son.
I know, and Tom Thibodeau revealed that.
I heard it's
and,
Julius.
You know, they don't have a timetable on his return, but still, like, what you just said, though, is why. Yeah. Like, that catches my attention. Yeah. It's like, hang on a second. So, Mitchell Robinson's been cleared, and he's, you know, we could be talking about a week or two maybe before he comes back, but
that's
Julius Randle is still not cleared. This is my spidey senses are tingling right now.
You know, sometimes when you try and, like, put some good news out there, and because you put the good news out there, it's like, well, you ain't giving us no news on this, so that's bad news.
Yes, and that's part of it.
I think if we rather pick one to come back, I think we would probably pick Julius. We'll take Julius for 500 bob.
Yeah, you would. You would. Now, I don't think – I actually don't think that Robinson is, like, you know, imminent. I still think they're going to take their time with him because he's a big man and it's a foot. Like, you don't mess with those two things. So you let him ease his way into being in full condition.
And it's no hurry either.
No, there is no hurry.
Especially if you do the ungodly. If you do, you know, the anybody can get beat tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Well.
Way to have our back, huh?
At Denver tonight, they've already won the first three games. It's the getaway game of the road trip. The last – time the Knicks will be no actually I'm wrong they still go to San Antonio so it's not to, they still play west
but, that don't
but this
count.
Is
that
the
don't
last
count.
Late
that's Southwest
but this is the last late game they're going to play late this is a 9 p.m. Eastern tip off and the Nuggets are playing as good as any even as good what, as the Celtics yeah, since the All-Star break so it's a tough one tonight.
What's the scenario though, like is Denver coming off rest too, like
No, they're fully rested. They've looked like they've been just monsters lately.
Maybe they'll overlook the Knicks. Yeah, nobody be paying attention to this game, right?
Not sure. I doubt that. They are on a mission right now, and Jokic has been playing great.
Oh,
so,
man. You
hey,
win
look,
mission
look, whatever.
From God. You win Blues Brothers. They're on a mission from God.
A mission from God. They are on a mission. They want to they want to go back-to-back, and they're looking around the league going, we could do this, actually.
Hey, Jokic could be like Jim Belushi. Or John Belushi, you know what I'm saying? He could play that role, like, just give me some
Blues time. Brothers?
Yeah, I'd love to see him dressed up like that. Never mind.
With the glasses and the whole thing?
The ADHD just kicked it out.
I understand. I understand. So we got that to get to on the Knicks side of things. And again, we'll go buffet throughout the show, 800-919-3776. As we keep an eye on the March Madness beginning and the scores and everything else. So we'll watch that. The Knicks stuff is big, but –
how crazy is the
waiting on Jadeveon Clowney, by the way. Did you get any intel? What's going on there? Why was that so quiet when the Mike Williams thing was as noisy as hell?
Because
then Jadeveon Clowney comes in and it's like crickets. Why?
Because we need Mike Williams more. We need him more. Like, okay. Like this one is like, hey, this is our number. You know, you can play for a chance to win a championship, which he did last year. And he thought that because he had such a great year that people would – this is a guy who never got his big deal. This was the first overall pick.
Yeah, but wasn't he like an underachiever early on?
Yes,
people
and he got hurt with
disappointed.
Houston. And he got hurt, so Houston didn't pay him. So this guy's been on every team you can think of.
Right.
He's been on Cleveland. He's been who else did he play for? He played for the Ravens, and he had another stop. For a guy to be put – nobody ever – Tennessee. Nobody ever commits to this dude long term.
Mm-hmm,
like,
right.
Come in, he's like a one – like and like – I guess if you add up all his 1 years, it's going to equal up to a lot of money. But you talk about a guy have to prove it every year because he came off and didn't, like, prove, you know, that he was like that guy, right? And people had questions about his – you know, I don't know if it was questions about his playmaking ability, what he really was. Because early on, he was always –
wasn't it the motor?
Yeah, he was always great against the run, but never like a pass rusher that could convert, never a dominant pass rusher that they thought. He never was a Brian Burns. He never was, you know, a T.J. Watt. And he came off just because that one hit against Michigan in the bowl game, like, he got him drafted number one. You know what I mean? Freakish athlete, never lived up to the expectations. But that's, you know, so we'll see what happens with that. You know, you leave that out there. Kyle Van Noy still out there. You know, you just need a guy that can create some pressure and be able to be strong against the run. You know, they still use Franklin Myers out there sometimes. And now with the big fatties that you have.
Yep.
You can put Kinlaw in there on one side and put, you know, Franklin Myers on the outside and say, okay, he's like what they call the elephant in. that's like really the guy that's the really DN, where Jermaine Johnson is really like the tweener. He's like the outside linebacker, the Marcus Ware type. And then, you know, McDonald's going to have to step up, and we can see if he can fill that void. But you definitely have to go out and get like a, get you a veteran pass rush, especially a team that rotates so many people and wears teams out because they hit you in waves. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, you know, he's a guy that I didn't expect for them to sign immediately. They're going to allow him to go around and take the visits and then say, okay, well, what do you want to do?
Okay. 10 years, by the way, he's been in the league. He's made 85 points, you know, $0.5 million.
Yeah, and a lot of that was off of his rookie deal. You know what I mean? Because he was the number one overall pick, so he got probably paid 50 right there. So that means he's probably got.
Well, actually, with Tennessee, he got 12. That was his biggest year.
Yeah, 12 one year.
Oh no, I'm sorry, 13 in his final year with the Texans. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's because
that fifth year option thing. That 13.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Then he got 8 out of the Seahawks.
Right. See,
and then he got 7 back with the Texans.
See,
and then he went
cheap
to Tennessee and got 12.7. And then the last 2 years in Cleveland, 7 and 9. And then last year with your Ravens, just 4.
Right.
4.5.
You see what I'm saying? So that means that a guy like Quinnen is getting 20 a year. So he'll catch him in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. So, yeah. 85 so like, still not a bad.
Not at all. 10. But what I'm saying is he never got his big contract.
Can I look up you? What did you do over your career?
No. Leave me alone.
You sure you don't want me to tell the world?
No.
You played 11 years. What did you do over?
No need to.
You sure you don't want me to look it up?
They were playing peanuts compared to what the guys make now, man.
It's a different
like
levels,
Charles Barkley
no
said, if I was born just 5 years later.
Oh man.
I'd have made about 150 with these bums out here now. They paying everybody.
It's wild, isn't it? Like, it really, and even just style of play too. Like, there's so many things that are different these days, and just I think really it just everything turned to 2010.
Yeah, yep,
don't you think? Like, don't you think like 2010, everything when it comes to money and the style of play in every sport, it just turned.
And everybody was complaining about Revis begging for more money. Now you look what these guys can pay. What Revis would have made in this era? He'd have been making 20 a year. He'd have made $200 million.
I feel like the next book to write. Like, remember The Blind Side was really not about Michael Orr. It was a story about the left tackle and how important it was in the right. Like, there's a lot of stories that books that are written about things. Again, Moneyball. Right, like that book was really more about what was happening in baseball. It just turned into the story that it turned into. When you make a movie, you got to have a character.
It was a TV deal.
But I'm telling you, there's a book to be written about how sports changed, and 2010 feels like the pivot.
It feels like 2012.
I mean, look, dude, we could start with 2010 to 2012. Yes, what do you want to do?
But it's in that range.
Yeah. Because the LeBron James, LeBronathon summer tour, and then him, you know, using his power to move to another franchise and take players with him, like that started, like the super team thing that players control. Because the Celtics built a super team, and that was by trades. Right. This was different. This was we're teaming up together, and a franchise gutted itself of any player to have enough cap space to sign them. Right. So 2010 is where that started, where the player empowerment started, and then it's also the style of play, which could also lend itself to player empowerment, couldn't it? Yeah. You know, we started seeing more reports in your sport about the CTE and the effects of, you know, tackles and leading with your head and, you know, the physicality of the game, how big of a concern it was. You saw it in hockey. It was actually earlier in hockey, but the change started to happen in that sport as well, where today – like all we're seeing now, you know, in that sport is about speed and skill and less the physicality that used to be the best thing that drew you to the sport. Basketball, they're almost trying to go back the other way now because it went too far in the NBA. Baseball, the analytics really, really went in around 2010. I mean, they always used numbers, but Bart, now it's over the top, right? Way, a huge emphasis on the numbers that we talked about earlier. You know, Joe Torre said it. The manager doesn't really manage from his gut anymore. He manages from a binder. So, like I said, I know I just did what you did. I went, you know, took a hard left in a conversation.
It's
but
okay.
Don't you think that there's a story there? There's like a whole thing to be done, a study into what changed in 2010 that turned sports into what it is today. Is it social media?
Athlete
like, what
empowerment.
Was it?
It was the TV deals. And everybody knowing what that money was about to be. When, because what happened was, when I came out, people that they kept telling me when I was in CBS, they kept saying, you know, the streaming thing is going to be big and all this stuff, and nobody really paid attention. Mm-hmm. And when that next, I feel like the NFL didn't really monetize it and make money off of it. So, like, really, the streaming industries was rape. Not rape. I'm sorry.
Don't say
was
that.
They were taking advantage of the TV personnel. Because they had the rights and they were making money off the streaming. And then they was like, nah, bruh, y'all charging people for streaming. We need a cut of that too. And when that happened, man, everybody knew, the agents knew. It's just like the agents now that knew that signed these quarterbacks last year. They knew that this extra 30 was coming. They knew that it was a pending, you know, media deal. So it's the media and the rights deals that we knew that was going to go up. That when they put that streaming into it, they was like, yeah, y'all got to pay us more. And you start seeing these crazy numbers, like buying the Thursday package and buying this. And because everybody knew that people would buy and stream.
Right.
So it was really that. It was the streaming that added, you know, so much money. And now the streaming is exploded. But now the gambling, which, you know, is another perfect story, perfect lead into the, oh, hey, it's Shohei. Pulling
right.
Pulling a Charlie Hustle on everybody.
Yeah, this is
and this is a bad, bad
story
look
right now.
You got Bickerstaff, right. Like gambling is, well, that could be ruining sports.
I was leading us to that. That's I'm glad you did that. That's where we were going, because, you know, as we're seeing everything change in the sport, and you're right, the money started coming in, and there's like the sports has become a multi-billion-dollar, if not trillion-dollar industry. And then came in, well, how much more can we get, right? That's when you start becoming the pigs at the trough. How much more can we pull into this? And you just saw, we talked about it earlier this week. The NBA is considering, and actually it's probably going to happen, including a betting service into their League Pass, which means while you're watching an NBA game on League Pass, you can live bet the game as it's happening. And it's accessible right there. Like, you don't have to pull up an app. It brings the app to you while you're watching the game. So you don't have to have the second screen or any of that stuff. And that is, like, to me, you see that. You see Roger Goodell go from how careful he was a few years ago about how the NFL is going to distance itself from you know, sports betting and sports gambling. And now all of a sudden they're partnering with them. And you see this Shohei Ohtani story along with the J.B. Bickerstaff thing, along with some other stuff that you're also seeing creep into this stuff, it's getting to be, it almost feels like a harbinger. Like you feel like it's coming. And we all know what we're talking about, what's coming. There's going to be a scandal. There's going to be something. You know it. I mean, Bickerstaff's saying that he was this is an incredible
story. People
finding
his house, his phone number.
I find listen. This is the Cavaliers coach, the son of a coach, by the way. His father is Bernie Bickerstaff. J.B. Bickerstaff has been coaching the Cavs for a couple of years now. The Cavs are a very good team. And he said this, and this was, and the timing of this quote with the Shohei Ohtani stuff is kind of, it lets you know that where there's smoke, there's fire. Listen to this.
I personally have had my own instances with, you know, some of the sports gamblers where, you know, they got my telephone number and were sending me crazy messages about, you know, where I live and my kids and all that stuff. So it is a dangerous game and a fine line that we're walking for sure. It brings added pressure. It brings a distraction to the game that can be difficult for players, coaches, referees, you know, everybody that's involved in it. And I think that, you know, we really have to be careful, you know, with how close we let it get to the game and the security of the people who are involved in it, because, again, it does carry a weight. You know, a lot of times the people who are gambling, like, this money pays their light bill or pays their rent, and then the emotions that come from that. So I do think we're walking a very fine line, and we have to be extremely careful in protecting everybody who's involved.
I mean, think about this.
It's going to take something to happen. They better take this seriously.
That's not enough. That right there?
Right, but what I'm saying is, the same way, like, they
no
protect,
charges
like,
filed, no arrests made, by the way. They investigated it. Nothing.
Nope. See, somebody, because now if I'm a player and somebody come up with me with that, I'm going to have my right to carry. I might have to shoot somebody. Because, listen, when I'm getting threats and people coming to me irate, and, like, then when players don't want to engage with fans and stuff like that, especially when they're out public and their personal time when people come up to you on the streets – you know what I mean? Like, when me and you were walking yesterday, a guy shook my hand. Hey, man, I'm an engineer, blah, blah, blah. Like, people are like, man, get away from me, dog. Like, and it's going to start being, you know, because now people are – it used to be like that off fantasy football. But now this real money. You know what I'm saying? This real money now. This ain't fantasy football when guys was like, man, you messed up my fantasy team. I lost my pool because of you. Now they're saying, hey, man, he says people's behind the bench saying, hey, man, the spread is 11, man. Come on, why are you taking them out?
Well, that's the old story that that Red Holzman used to tell. Hubie Brown used to tell this story, too, as a coach of the Knicks. There'd be guys behind the bench.
But now it's commercialized.
They would tell them what the spread is, and they would try to get them to, like, take a player out or stuff like that. Like, but that was almost in fun, like, joking around. You know, the sports betting thing that came back where they were doing it the way they were doing it lately, it was done as, like, let's have some more fun with it. Let's have fun with it, right? It's supposed to be fun. But you're right. You know, Josh Hart has talked about this. Tyrese Halliburton has talked about this where, you know, they realize, like, people go after them on social media because it's like, oh, I messed up your parlay, you know, or I didn't hit the number that you thought I'd hit, and now you're on my case about it. Like, that's the stuff where it starts to get real dangerous. But when you hear J.B. Bickerstaff say something like that as publicly as he said it, and then you see the Shohei Ohtani story. Now, the Ohtani story, for those who are just saying, like, keep saying to the radio, what's this Ohtani story? Because I would think by now a lot of people would have heard this, but let's update everybody. So his interpreter that he took with him to the Dodgers, I guess he had him in Anaheim. They fired him. Now, nothing yet has happened, but there's questions about a $4.5 million transfer that came from Ohtani's bank account to an illegal bookmaker.
Multiple transactions,
and,
right?
And his interpreter, who he has known for years.
Since 2018.
Yeah.
That's not a real friend.
Well, 2018. No. No, before that, though, they had met even before that, I think. But anyways, like, he trusted him, and he was with him everywhere. He always went with him in every place he went, especially when he was in Anaheim.
So he's basically a personal assistant, because there's no way.
Pretty much. He would go get him. Like, he'd get his meals. Like, right. He did all that stuff.
Because there's no way you can have access unless he was paying bills, going out to get stuff.
Yes,
he had to have access to the financials.
Well, that's what they were trying to figure out now.
Yes, he has to be more of a personal assistant, because you do that when you have a personal assistant. You need a bill, you need something paid. Like, hey, man, what's the number? This bill came. He'd be like, oh, just go pay it. And he's like, here you go. He got access to the account. He probably even had him on as an authorized user. That's why he was able to wire it without Shohei knowing what's going on.
Well, the problem is that there's now a lot of mixed messages.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the one, they're saying that the interpreter.
Yeah.
Incurred a lot of gambling debts to a bookmaker in Southern California that is under federal investigation. And now we're like, well, what did he lose his job over? And I guess initially they said that Ohtani knew of the debt that he had built up and paid it to, like, cover for him. Like, because he felt like, all right, let me take care of you. And paid it to cover for him.
That sound dumb.
And then, like, when they realize, like, wait a second, like, this is an illegal, you know, sports, but, like, this whole thing is a mess. Then it's like, oh, no, he didn't know. He had no idea.
See, I think it's different. I think Shohei knew he may have debt. But
now they have lawyers. Yeah, they have lawyers that said this.
I didn't think he knew the extent of it.
Yeah.
And he didn't know he stole the money from him. As soon as he found out, he took it from him.
Yeah. So initially, again, just to get all the details right, initially a spokesman for Ohtani told ESPN that he transferred the funds to cover the debt. A spokesman then also gave up the interpreter for a 90-minute interview in which he laid out his account in great detail, right? Told the whole story. But then, as ESPN was going to run this story yesterday, the spokesman then completely shot down everything that the interpreter said. And then lawyers issued a statement that said, in the course of responding to media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei had been the victim of massive theft, and we're turning this matter over to the authorities. So now all of a sudden it goes from, he was covering it, to, wait, no, he wasn't covering it. He didn't know anything about this. Because they don't want Ohtani connected to this at all. And Major League Baseball is probably like, hang on a second. You can't have a player covering the debt of someone else who was making illegal bets. You can't do that.
Because that can.
So this guy's going to be the fall guy. And we don't know if Ohtani, was Ohtani involved? Was Ohtani making bets? We have no idea now.
But that would be so stupid for Ohtani. I noticed before he got to $700 million, but we all knew that he was about to get $500 million. Now listen.
Oh yeah, I don't think there's any.
Now listen. As someone who you know, has been around a lot of Asian people, right? And a lot of them have been closer than most, right? Their culture has a big culture of gambling, right? So I don't know if this case, and like people think like everybody gambles, right? But like over there in the culture of in Asian culture, they gamble a lot, right? They have a lot. They got their, you know, Macau, they got their big Vegas over there. They love to gamble about everything. Who knows if this guy didn't come over with that you know, disease. It's a disease, right? You've seen anybody do it, it's an addiction, just like anything else. And like anything else, like because the more money you make, the harder it is because you feel like you can cover it, you can make it back. And at some point you get desperate, right? We've heard Craig Carton talk about how addictive it is, and he talks about his struggles with it. And you know, that's the concern with you know, I do the read for BetMGM, and we talk about if you have a gambling problem,
do this. Of course, that's always in the disclaimer. Absolutely.
Yeah, but if you have access to money like he did, and you know, he knows that Shohei probably has so much money, and like I told you, I've been a victim of theft before, identity theft from somebody that I paid with a check that, you know, got, you know, his parents and his utilities and stuff in my name. He opent credit cards, all kinds of stuff. I sent his ass to jail for 5 years in fed time too. But I didn't even, now he didn't have access to myself. I paid him with a check, and with the check, he had my name, he had my routing number, and you know, and your account number. And he created this whole false narrative. But you know, it's crazy because when I, you know, looked at it, they assumed that we don't check our bills, so they can take little money out and you're not seeing it or feeling it because you have so many transactions. And if he's handling Shohei's bills, then, you know, $500,000 here. Listen, Shohei wasn't making massive money, right? And that was the whole big thing, that he wasn't making massive money until, like, the end, that he could have came. If he would have came a year later, he would have made more money. But the thing is, he's got all these endorsement money, so he's probably got all these accounts, right? So many accounts that he's stealing a little here, a little there. You don't feel it, and it all adds up. And now it's like, okay, it can be assumed or somebody can conclude or conspiracy theories that, okay, maybe he was making the bets for Shohei. So that's why Shohei can't pay it, because he could say, okay, well, how do we know Shohei wasn't involved? How do we know he wasn't telling Shohei, hey, man, like, you know, come out the game or what's the spread or getting inside information? He's an interpreter, so he's there. He knows who's healthy. He's in the clubhouse. He knows who's healthy. He knows who's going to be a scratch. He knows who's struggling. He can talk to Shohei, get inside information. So people think it's the players, but it's the people close to the players, you know, just as well, the trainers. And you know, you never know who's going to have that addiction. So now Major League Sports is going to have to do even more, because this is going to, you know, you have people that's already talking about conspiracy theory, you know, the NFL is rigged, the refs are in on it. And, you know, we had the Donahue kid guy from basketball.
And you worry about that more, like what Bickerstaff said Central, you worry about, and now you also worry about, is somebody going to get to an official?
Yes.
And make –
I know your
suddenly
kids.
Something happens.
I know your kids. I know this. I know that.
And that's the stuff you got to worry about. Like, and that was what – that happened many years ago, 100 years ago, college basketball. You had programs that were ruined forever because of this stuff. And who's to say it doesn't happen again? Like,
now
who's
it's
to
legal.
Say?
Now it's legal. So now, now it's more addicts. It's more addicts because
now,
people-
again, the legal stuff, like when it comes to – you know, the companies, and again, I'm in 5 minutes here or less than that, I'll be doing a read for one that we have that sponsors the show. And you understand, like, that's not what we're talking about. This is this was an illegal sports book.
Which is amazing.
Those are the ones
right?
that you got to be careful with.
I mean, which is amazing that illegal sports books can even exist anymore. I feel like they got to be off Vegas, the off Vegas strip. Like, they like the golden nugget, you know what I'm saying? Or something like that. Because, like, at this point, you can get odds, like what they have to get better odds or something, you know what I'm saying, to be able to win. Because why wouldn't you just get an app and bet?
Well, I did not know this, but I guess California has not yet made sports gambling legal. Like New York, we just did recently.
Got you.
So, and there you go. All right, 800-919-3776. It's going to be awkward here, but I got to do it, of course. And you understand where we're coming from. We'll take calls on this. Watching March Madness, a lot going on, of course. Knicks injury news to talk about, and keeping an eye on NFL free agency. Say goodbye to busted brackets, because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney, whether you're betting on a big upset or a one seed. It's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. And right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. $200 to use on point spreads, money lines, and you can even pick who's going to win it all. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. 21 or older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Knicks are rolling 3-0 on their West Coast road trip, and tonight take on the defending champion Nuggets. So what are the expectations? Guys got into that earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I have no expectation.
I don't think
they're
going to
win in Denver.
Huge expectations.
Like, you've given me 3-0 on the road trip. You've already won beyond my wildest imagination. If Knicks could lose by 40 tonight, and I'm not going to be upset about this tomorrow morning.
I won't be upset. I mean, you have beaten Denver 3 in a row too. So no.
But Denver's playing well. Denver's better.
They're at home.
Knicks are on the road. Denver, you know, just physically is a tough place to play.
You smash them at the Garden.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a win.
Game. This wouldn't be one of those ones where I was going all out to try to win.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So you know how so many times we talk about how streaming and what streaming has become in sports? And what happens is when it's one event, because I've already talked about the frustration of, you know, when you, like Thursday Night Football, you're forced to go on the Amazon app, right? And you do with the idea that, okay, it's a Thursday night. There's probably other games going on. And I can't easily maneuver between game to game, which is, I think, sports viewership is different from regular streaming. When I'm into a series, a movie, I'm not changing the channel. I'm sticking to it. But sports viewership is different. I think we navigate a lot more watching games than we do anything else. You'd rather have the ability to jump from a game, let me check in on this game, you know, back and forth, especially when it's halftime or any of that stuff. Can you imagine how difficult it would be for a day like today? Because I'm trying it right now, and I can't do it. So you have CBS, and then you have Turner. Those are the two entities that are doing games. Now, they have a partnership, but that partnership ends when it comes to how you can watch games if you don't have cable. If you have cable, it's easy. Last channel. You go from True TV to TNT to CBS, and you can catch, or TBS, I guess they have, TBS has games today too. True TV, TNT, TBS, and CBS all have the games to start the day. So it's four different channels. And I know that they're staggered. So right now, there's nothing happening yet. I think the first game is Michigan State, Mississippi State. But we have to wait another 10 minutes or so before Duquesne and BYU tip. But at some point by about 1:30, we're going to have three games going at once on three different channels. How am I checking in all three of those games? If I have cable, I just do last channel. But if you have a streaming service, you're screwed. Because you got to have Max and you got to have Paramount. What if I only have one of them? Even if I have both, again, the clunkiness of jumping back and forth from one app to the other, it does make it crazy.
Whoever
now, Hulu with
out.
Live TV, apparently you're supposed to have it. I have Hulu, but I don't have it on my Hulu. And, you know, there's other ways. If you have DirecTV, I think you can as well. But, like, Bart, this is what I mean. Like, as we're trying to get into the future of watching television, I just think sports viewership is different than it comes to, when it comes to streaming than anything else. You're not watching one game static. I mean, if you watch sports and only watch one game and don't change the channel ever,
yeah,
I need to hear from you because I need to know why.
You're a loser.
Because nobody does that.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
So if you're watching March Madness and you are stuck on one game, how many people are finding this to be a problem today or will? Like, because I think this is where it's going
to
drive people crazy.
The
first 2 weeks are tons of games all happening at once, crazy finishes. Like, you want to be able to go, okay, 5 minutes left in this game and it's a close game. Let me jump to that one. Like, you want to be on top of it fast enough to maneuver, and you can't because
you have to have multiple devices up.
Yes. Yeah, you do, which sucks.
Is annoying.
It sucks.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, you know, today is a big win in tech for Microsoft, right? They're creating and they're showing their first laptop that has AI in it, artificial intelligence. Well, you know, if it's laptops, that technology will be put in televisions pretty soon. Why wouldn't you be able to go picture, where they break your TV into six different places? And you can be streaming them all at the same time.
Maybe.
And then you can just click to the one where you want to hear the sound up. That's where TV should go. That's the next big thing. Because you have to figure out how to do streaming better. Nobody likes to go watch Amazon football. And then it's on a long-ass commercial. And it's the same commercial because they only got five or six sponsors on it. And you're watching the same damn commercial a billion times. And you want to go see what's going on in the basketball game, and then you got to go out of one source
right
to the other source. You need to be able to put everything on one source. So that's the big conversion that's going to happen. Whoever does that first is going to sell a crap load of TVs and sell that tech to everybody
else.
Patent that technology.
Yeah, that's got to be coming, right? That's got to be coming. But right now, it's not. And right now, I think you're going to see that those who cut the cord and left cable are going to find that this is going to be a frustrating – this whole weekend and into next weekend will be frustrating when you're watching the tournament. Once it gets down to we're in the Sweet 16, it's a little tighter. Like, you know, the Elite Eight, they get a little more spread out. Like, it's not too much. But this weekend, where you go from 64 to 32, these are the games where it's just happening left and right, and it's happening so fast, and there was nothing more fun than just sitting there watching and knowing I could just hit last channel and find my way to True TV or wherever the hell else these games are. And it's just this is all the stuff that as we're going through that transition of streaming and how much people in the sports world, in the sports broadcasting world, are forcing that on us, where Apple is going to get involved. Amazon's already involved. Like, you're going to find that it's not as convenient as when you had cable. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, that's what cable is hoping. That's what cable is hoping for.
Used to be.
Like, oh,
used
come
to be.
Back to us. We're idiot proof.
Yeah. 800-919-3776. And you know, YouTube, I guess, is where it's going to get easier, right? Isn't that what YouTube is supposed to be, what cable is, just on YouTube, where you'll have all these different channels? But I don't even know if you can move that easily on YouTube TV as well, because I don't have it, so I haven't experienced it yet. But I'd love for somebody to explain it to me, you know, if it's as simple as that. So we have that to talk about. Again, the gambling story, an explosive one for Major League Baseball, which, what a way to start the season, huh? First of all, your opening day is in the early morning hours in the United States when you have the Dodgers and Padres playing each other in Japan. All right, Korea, I'm sorry. And while today's game, by the way, was an absolute – I mean, you had – talk about offense. I think you had – what did you have? Was it 25 runs were scored in this game, 26 runs.
Who ended up winning?
Padres got the win.
Oh, wow, Mookie Betts was making a comeback. It was like
26 runs. 15-11, right, was the final score. Yeah, it was an entertaining game. Yamamoto got the start, and he was terrible. He didn't get out of the first inning. So not a great start for the $300 million man, but, you know, he's got to make the adjustment.
Welcome to America, Jack, by way of South Korea.
D and Yonkers, I need this explanation about YouTube TV. Explain this to me, D.
What's up, fellas? How are you? First, I just wanted to say I've been trying to get on. I've been listening to you guys for years, and it was the first time I got through. So, huge Jeff fan, Bart, love you. Han, huge Knicks fan, love you guys.
Appreciate it.
I have YouTube TV. I just got it for the beginning of football season. So, and I'm a huge college basketball fan as well, and basketball in general. But, yeah, they offer it now. As soon as you sign on, they have a little thing, NCAA's coming that you can split up four different games at once. The most you could do is four. But like Bart said, you can actually click on the game you want to hear, but you can watch all four games at once. Or you can, even if you wanted to just watch two, you can split it into two.
Right. They give you a mosaic. It's basically like a mosaic on your screen, right? Where you just have the Octo box when it comes to Red Zone.
Yeah, for our Red Zone. Yeah, so that's the reason I got it. So I can watch the Jet game, or I can watch the Red Zone at the same time.
That's,
you know,
smart.
What I'm saying? So you can watch a little bit of both. And the last thing I just wanted to say, fellas, was when you guys were on, when you guys first got together and then you left and you guys were all regional, national, and that one day that you took off your intro music, I was so miserable because you guys have the only intro music that actually gets me fired up in the morning or in noon or whatever. But like when you guys went back to your original intro music, that just wanted to know, that straight fire. I still get goosebumps every time you guys are on.
That's why we do it twice a show. D, appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Straight fire.
Thank
good luck. Take care, folks.
We in our demographic, that. You know what I'm saying? We
see, I might have to get YouTube. I might have to get YouTube TV now. Because that, I love the idea of the Octobox. Now, can you do that though, knowing that it's CBS and TNT? Like, am I getting all of that, or do I have to have all these different apps to allow it? Because I don't know how that works either. You get it. So Jacob, you have YouTube TV?
I had it for like the first free month, and it was honestly like $75 a month, which is not bad. But
no, you
do
the cable.
You do get all the channels. So I mostly got it for the NBA season, check in on all the games when I want to.
How do you cancel it?
What you mean?
How do you cancel it? Because I tried to cancel it. I think I signed up for it because I was trying to watch some game or playoff game. And I can't cancel it, man. How do you cancel it? See, they make it hard for you to cancel. You sign up for it, they make it easy. But then they say, oh, well, you got to call in or something to be able to cancel. How did you cancel?
Well, the way I did it, I just locked my card and then the payment stopped. And then I
right.
Would, well, that's how I usually do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you did that. But, like, they'll make it easy for you just to call. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's probably as simple as probably calling or even going on the email that you signed up for. And it should work like that.
Ramon
anybody,
is in the
anybody that's canceled it the normal way without just locking your card and saying it's fraudulent.
Let's hear from Razor Ramon here because he's got another option. Go ahead, Ramon. What's happening?
How y'all doing?
All right.
Listen, so there's actually March Madness app that you can download. It's March Madness app. It's called March Madness Live. I believe it's free. I just downloaded it.
It can't be free. Games. The app is free, but the service ain't. No way.
I was just watching the game right now, streaming. Jeez. Maybe there's a time limit on it, but I'm sure you might have to put a TV provider login, maybe, possibly.
I know that
you can watch a few games there on like all at the same time.
All right. All right, I'm going to try that now and see what that's going to cost me. Like, I probably should have prepared for this yesterday, but that's not bad. What else?
Yeah, and that Shohei Ohtani news, man.
Where
there's smoke, there's fire, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, right?
You know, that's fishy as hell. Like, and you can't get your stories right. I don't know, man. That looks funny.
Like, I'm wondering how many people, and thank you, Ramon, how many people are skeptical when they see this story? How many people are like me where – all right, here we go. Is this an anomaly? Is this just like a one-off? or you see this, and then you see what Bickerstaff said. You're hearing with guys like Halliburton, Josh Hart, and some players, NBA players, are realizing what they're seeing on their social media feeds now more than ever, that the messages they get are from people that are mad at them because you didn't hit your number, all that stuff. Like, is this a one-off, or is this a harbinger of what's to come? Have we gone too far? And should these leagues proceed with caution? 800-919-3776. We get calls going on this. Don't forget, I know it's March Madness started. Our bracket challenge that we have, we put all the different things together. We will unveil it in the 1 o'clock hour. You certainly want to stay tuned for that, because this is one that's going to get a lot of people upset, because this is not easy to do. So as we continue this conversation, Bart, coincidentally, tell us about BetMGM.
Oh man, I ain't on the Zoom.
You need to be. That's usually how this works. How else are you going to see the read?
Let me get into
it. All right, why don't we do this then, maybe at the end of the next segment?
Yeah, but thank you.
All right, let's do that. All right, so we take a break. We'll get back to your calls. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So whoever told me, the caller that told me about the March Madness app, if you had, I'm doing this right now, like live doing it with you. So in case you're wondering how to do this and you want to stream it, if you have a provider, now, again, the TV I have is just an Apple TV. So I do have cable in my house. So if you have cable or any other subscription, I guess you can get away with it. But if you don't, you probably have to pay. I mean, you definitely have to pay. So
you didn't cut the cord. You just tied a knot in it.
Yeah, I just limited how many –
premium stuff.
How many TV – how many boxes? Because they charge you per box.
Yeah. But now you can stream from, like, on your other TVs. You can stream – like, I could watch my cable from my phone with Infinity streaming.
I'm still trying to figure this out. Why does it put a clock on it? It's putting a clock on it now. Okay, so I can watch this game, and then I can flip, and then at the bottom, why? It's so bizarre. But at least I got one game on. And by the way, Michigan State is up 29-18.
Told you.
On Mississippi State.
Told you.
So there's that. 800-919-3776 is the number.
Izzo will get to the Elite Sweet 16 surprise and lose.
Well, that's what H to the Izzo likes to do. Eli in New Jersey. Eli.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right.
I actually was just calling. I was hearing you guys before about how to, you know, you want to watch multiple games at one time.
Yeah.
I actually DM'd both of you a screenshot from my phone. I have, it's like a live internet television, basically. You pay $25 a month. You get it on three devices. You could get it at home with your Amazon Fire Stick, and you download the app. I mean, I've had a cable bill in years. I get every UFC fight. I got hundreds of ESPN Plus channels, and I just pay $25 a month.
You sure that's not jailbroken from the barbershop?
Nah. It's an app, and, you know, I got to hook up through my barber.
Hook up from your barber. Exactly.
Yeah. Your barber. Listen, I send you guys a screenshot. I can, on my iPhone 15, I can have all four games on when they start later on. And you just click on each one and you get the sound of that individual one.
Eli, while I appreciate you, imagine me having to explain to Jimmy Pitaro why I was caught watching, you know, jailbreak games that I should have.
He says not jailbreak. Say pay $25.
Okay.
I pay $25 a month and it's an
his barber game of gold.
You got to get the Amazon Fire Stick.
You didn't mention
3 devices per account.
You didn't mention that you paid $25 to your barber.
No, it was a mutual client of my barber that he provided the service.
Legitimate businessman. I understand, yeah. Eli.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll pass along that info so you can enjoy the games if need be.
We're gonna deny it on the phone. We definitely gonna get it after.
Thank you, Eli. Thank you. Yeah.
Put in my son name.
All right, we'll get back to more of your calls and everything else. We got our bracket to reveal. Now, everybody has to understand the specifics of what we're doing here. Most beloved, all right, not most talented, not best. Most beloved New York athlete from only the four major professional sports leagues. That's it. We had to limit it.
So we don't have roller derby in this?
No, we don't have roller derby. And also, it's from the modern era, so we're going from 1970 forward. We had to. So you're not going to have, you know, Mickey Mantle. You're not going to have stuff like that. I just understand we're doing it and the way we're doing it.
Okay?
That's it. So that's coming up. We have our field of 64 in each bracket. Each region is a sport. So basketball, football, baseball, hockey. That's it. So no boxing, no soccer, no lacrosse. Like,
what about Riddick?
We had to limit it.
No, but what about Riddick Bowe, man? Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Shannon Briggs, man. What's wrong, man?
We couldn't possibly have a fifth.
The sweet science, B.
So this is what we're doing.
Sweet science, eh?
All right. Originally, I wanted to do music. Nobody wanted to do it with me, so this is what we did. So this is what we're doing. We're going to reveal that. We got calls to get to as well. We're following March Madness. Stay with us, Bart and Han, 98.7.
But
first, Bart, tell me about BetMGM.
Absolutely. Discover BetMGM. Never a day late, a dollar short. The sports betting app for New Yorkers to turn on nonstop buzzer-beating action all season long. Take the hard-hitting action and excitement of March Madness to the next level with the lion's share of promotions and betting options. Whether you're cheering courtside or you're comfortably on your couch, BetMGM keeps the adrenaline pumping with every dunk, three-pointer, and buzzer beater. Join the excitement now with BetMGM Plus. Every time you make a wager, you can earn BetMGM reward points, which means you can turn the convenience of online betting into real-world rewards at one of MGM's signature resorts and more. BetMGM and GameSense reminds you to play responsibly. And in light of Shohei, download the BetMGM app today and enjoy March Madness like never before. See BetMGM for terms. Must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, it seems like the Yankees are in a better situation with the knowledge they have on Gerrit Cole's injury situation. He's not going to need surgery, at least not right now. Earlier this morning on DPH and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said, though, the Yankees are still in a tough spot with Cole.
Like, if you don't have a tear, if there's nothing to go in and actually operate on, what are you going to do? I mean, I guess you go in and strengthen it, but there's still, I mean, then you're going to be shutting him down anyway.
So if he got shut down now and had the surgery in a month and missed maybe none of or a month of next season, you say, it sucks, it's awful, but we'll be okay. We'll figure it out this year, do the best we can. Next year, we'll have him back down the stretch run. He'll be at 100%. If he somehow tries to push this back and get back this year and can't pitch in the most meaningful games this year, and then on top of that misses all of next year, that'd be catastrophic for the Yankees.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up, 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.